Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. The show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area, Elite Vacation Homes is the place to go. They have homes from 2 to 6 bedrooms, they have pools, they have game rooms, and they have outside barbecues. So contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to rent a DVC hotel, if you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Contemporary, contact David's at davidsvacationclubrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. How you doing, Dan?
Good, Doug. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. And we got a special friend, a good friend, Ella Hayes, and she's going to talk to us about doing the college program and also getting married at Walt Disney World. Pull up a stool. Ella, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're doing well. We're freezing, but well.
Same here.
So are you watching Dennis shovel the snow, too, up there?
Yeah, well, we have just as much, unfortunately.
Yeah, this winter has been brutal. It's
We
have another storm on the way, they say, so get
another
ready.
2 feet. Oh, yep.
I feel bad. The only thing we have 3 inches coming here in New Jersey, but we're supposed to be getting 60-mile-an-hour winds on Sunday.
Oh, I don't feel bad, though.
No, I know. Well, we did have Hurricane Sandy a couple years ago, so feel a little bad for us.
I do feel bad. We have, I don't even know, as Dennis, I'm sure, has said, where we can put this snow because there's no place left.
Yeah, we just seen on the news down here that they're sending up, actually, we're sending people from New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware all coming up to you guys to help out. They're sending our state workers to help you guys. So
That's great. We're doing a little something. Yeah, no, that's great. You can't even pull out of your driveway. Like, I can't even see into the street to pull out of my driveway. There's so much snow. It's unbelievable.
I'm surprised there hasn't been more accidents because you got to just about pull out and you're out there by the time you can see either way. Yeah. Oncoming traffic. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. We had it last year. We were bad, but nowhere near what you guys are. We had like 50 to 50 some inches in a month, which is bad enough. You guys are going, what, up to over 7 foot?
Yeah, yes. We had 70 in about 2 weeks, and now we're getting more.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, this is officially the snowiest February on record since they've been recording it. So we've beat all records measured in Boston anyways, and we're about 25, 30 miles outside of Boston. So close enough.
It's pretty funny. We're not hearing anything about that global warming lately.
Yeah, Al Gore's awful quiet, isn't he?
No, he's making something else. He's doing something. He made the internet. Now he's finding something else to do. He's off to global warming.
Right.
So speaking of warming, let's all talk about our favorite place and get warm down in Walt Disney World. So do you want to talk first, Ella, about the College of Knowledge, the college program, or getting married at Walt Disney World? You choose.
Well, I would choose the college program because without the college program, there would be no Disney wedding because that's where I met my husband.
So when did you go down? What year did you do the college program?
I went in 2002, which is basically an eternity from now. But we did it in 2002. It was the summer program.
Okay. And where did you stay on property? How did they set you up when you got accepted down there, when you got all set up?
Yeah, we did actually. The only way, from what I understand, to do it is for them to put you in their apartments. At the time, they had 2 apartment complexes, and now I guess they have 3. There's one for – and then there's also another one for the international students who do the World Showcase. So I was in Vista Way, which is the more popular of the complexes. It's the bigger one. It's the one that has that they started with. So that's where I was.
And where is that located on property so everybody would know? Because I don't know where they keep these buildings at.
So you'd have to ask that because I'm not that really, I still you couldn't drop me anywhere. I wouldn't be able to get my way out of there. But the best way I can explain it is if you left downtown Disney and went past those good neighbor hotels, like where the Goodings is, that road,
Okay, know
it's
exactly where it is. Hotel
yeah,
Plaza Boulevard.
it is. It's right near Lake Bryan, so
Okay.
it's down that road, off the side. So you could kind of get out of our complex, and you would get. If you took a road afterwards, oh my God, when my husband listens to this, he's gonna be like,
Have
what
fun.
did you
You're gonna
say?
have some fun.
But it's right around there. It's right by the Swan. Yeah.
Okay. So you're not right on, you're tucked away on property.
You're actually just off of property, but I think they still have you in their grasp, but it's not exactly on there. But it's on the outskirts, but it's
Okay.
close, very, very close.
So, good, Dan.
Yeah, no, I've heard all these stories. So, how many roommates did you have? Like, I heard they pack like 8 people in there and you got to share beds sometimes, not at the same
Oh,
time, but
yeah.
like when you get through work or whatever. Are the conditions really that tight where you
They
have so many
weren't. Not
roommates?
for us. No,
Okay.
we had our apartment was six girls.
Okay.
And my husband's was four because they had a smaller apartment. So the first three floors are or the first two floors are six rooms, and the tops are 2 rooms. But you're put the it's a pretty big shock because you're young. I mean, I was 20, but you're put with people from all over the country.
Kind of like
So
the MTV show, The Real World.
it kind of is. It's weird because we were all kind of used to it because we went to college, so we were with roommates that we didn't pick for the most part. But yeah, I was with somebody from Idaho, somebody from, oh God, I don't even remember. I remember one girl. She must have been the girl from Idaho. She had never seen the beach, and the first thing she did was like get in her car and drive to the beach. And she just would sit there on her days off and just go to the beach because she didn't know the next time she'd ever see it again.
Right.
So that was yeah. So it was really interesting to be with people from everywhere.
So where did they put you? What was your first job on the Disney property at the Magic Kingdom?
So I actually didn't work in Magic Kingdom. I worked at Blizzard Beach.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. I mean, I know I always hear people saying things like, "Oh, this is the best job." But I have to say, working at Blizzard Beach in the college program, it was incredible because you worked there, you were immersed in the magic, but there was nothing about it that took away from the magic, if you know what I mean. Like you would still go to Magic Kingdom as a guest. You wouldn't walk into and somebody say, "Hey, can you pick up my shift on Tuesday?" It was still a vacation in a way. So, working in Blizzard Beach was incredible.
Yeah, because if you'd have worked in one of the parks, you'd have still gone to the parks and it would have felt like you were going back to work a little bit.
Definitely.
But being at Blizzard Beach, you would enjoy the sun all day and you didn't have to really work many nights because it was closed at a certain
Yeah.
time, so you get to go to enjoy the parks every night.
Exactly. The latest I think we ever worked was 7 o'clock, and even then, it was only for a short period of time because of the extended hours in the summertime.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I know this is going to sound silly, but one of the best parts about it was we got to carry a water bottle around with us everywhere because it was, we were out in the hot sun. Everybody is though, so it was kind of a funny perk. But we got to have water. We had water stations. We were always under umbrellas. We were in bathing suits. They gave you free
So you're
sunblock.
living the
So,
dream.
yeah, it was really cool. And then they had, you could take the water slides down to get to the other slot to get to your other post because you had to be on a rotation. All of the jobs are on a
So you got
rotation.
to cool off, unlike at all the other jobs. You're
Yes.
still baking in the sun and all that, but you don't get to cool off, and you're not in your bathing suit. You're in a uniform, or you're one of the animals, or I mean, one of the
Yeah.
characters, or whatever. You get to stay cool all day.
Yes, exactly. So if any of your listeners are thinking about the college program or their kids are thinking about the college program, go for a lifeguard job. Well, I wasn't a lifeguard, I was a slide operator, but it's similar.
Yeah, that's interesting because I know quite a few. I used to work at the Disney store up here, and
Ooh.
I know quite a few people. People that went to college, obviously, and then they got into the college program. But they all wanted to, either work at the Magic Kingdom or work attractions, and most of them ended up in quick service. And
Yep.
I don't know if you ended up doing any of that during your time there, but I remember going down there. We were at where is Sunny Eclipse? What's the name of that place?
That's Cosmic Rays.
Yes, we were at Cosmic Rays, and we saw this girl that we knew that worked with us at the Disney Stars with my daughter, and we looked through the window, and we were hoping to, you know, chat with her, but she just looked so miserable. She was back there in the heat, slinging French fries, and, you know, it just, we felt so bad for her, and we decided not to bother her because she, you know, she just didn't look like she wanted to, you know, here we are on vacation, and she's working, and she just looked miserable. So, like I said, we just went along our way, and we didn't visit with her at that time.
Yeah, I tell everybody, we actually had a friend who did it, my husband and I, and we told him, if you can swim, be a lifeguard or try to do something in the water park. And we did see him. We went on vacation and he was there and he was working at Typhoon Lagoon and he was just like, hey, guys!
Yeah, and, he took your advice.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those places that, you know, there's still magic there. You're still making people's day. It's not the same as, of course, being Cinderella, but, you know, you are part of people's really fun day. And one of the good things is that they're not hot and cranky. They're usually not hungry and the kids are usually in good moods. One of the only hard things was at Blizzard Beach, they have the really big Summit Plummet, the water slide. Mm-hmm. And we'd have to close it for thunder a lot. And people would get livid. But
yeah, because how high it is up in the air, it was a danger.
Yeah. Well, and me being from Massachusetts at the time, I would be like, as soon as I would hear thunder, I'd be like, get out of the water! And I would be losing it. Oh, yeah, exactly. Because I had never seen thunder and lightning like that in my life.
It's so low. You seem like you can reach up and touch it, how close it is.
For sure. Especially when you're standing on top of, you know, a quote unquote mountain, you can see it, you know, a mile away, which it might as well be in your front, right in front of your face. So I would be the first one down the mountain if I could help it, because it would scare me a lot. I mean, that's a metal mountain, you know, and people would be walking and I'm like, go, please. But I'm not as afraid of it anymore, but it took me a while.
Yeah, a lot of times, like I know over at Animal Kingdom for Expedition Everest, I mean, a lot. Obviously, Disney's monitoring the radar, and I'm sure they have a team of people that keep track of this. But a lot of times, they'll shut an attraction down before you can even see or hear it.
Yes.
And I've seen people really get irate. I didn't hear nothing. Look at the sky. The sun's out. But if it gets within so many miles of the a particular park or whatever, they'll just shut it down until it passes. Or whatever.
Right.
So I've seen guests just, you know, ranting and raving and yelling at the cast members, which is never a good thing. But I know the type of people you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. And I would just be like, I don't care what you're saying at this moment. I am afraid of this thunder. We got to go. So, yeah, they would get upset. But it didn't happen as much as or I should say I wasn't on top of that part as much as, you know, maybe it was like four or five times that I happened to have the rotation where that's where I was. Everybody else seemed to be pretty agreeable when they hadn't been waiting in line for 45 minutes.
Right.
You know, all the other lines go pretty fast.
So you could be one day you start off at Summit Plummet and you end up at Tyke's Peak.
Exactly. You go, you have a little, you have, there's a four rotation, if I remember, four slide rotation, and then you have a break.
Okay.
So you just go all through the park.
How fun was it putting the people in the chairlifts all the time?
Horrible.
I figured that would be the worst part of everything.
Well, if you don't watch the slide, keep in mind everything I'm saying could have changed by now, but at the time at least, if you don't watch the people closely, if the lap bar doesn't go down, you have to stop the ride immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, you get terminated on the spot.
Wow.
And I actually had a friend who got terminated because she didn't notice that the lap bar didn't go down.
And
so they were really
on that too.
Oh, for sure. For sure. They're really, really strict about the safety, you know, any kind of safety thing for sure.
Yeah. And I could see, cause I know on one of our last trips, just a silly thing, like my sister-in-law we got on a Soarin', and the cast member kept telling her with her flip-flops to take them off. And she didn't want to set them on the floor underneath of her. And I kept saying, Donna, if they fall and hit the person below you, I mean, it's just the principle of there's a reason why they're asking you to take them off. It isn't like they want, they said they woke up today and said, we're going to make everybody remove their shoes. There's a reason behind it.
Right. And you, I mean, unfortunately, that the cast member could probably get fired for it if, you know, if you don't listen, because they, you have to pay close enough attention to that kind of stuff.
Exactly. And she took them off and all. But, you know, you're leery about leaving something behind when you're getting raised up in the air. I said, no, Donnie, you got to take them off because there's a chance they could fall. And you, who wants somebody else's shoe laying in their lap? I know I don't.
For sure.
Hey, I got a question for you. Sure. So you said you were a slide operator, but did you have to go through the training as if you were a lifeguard, or did you not?
No. It's actually a quick, funny part of that is that I signed up to be a lifeguard, but I don't really know how to swim. So they had told me they're looking for lifeguards. If you sign up as a lifeguard, you'll probably get it. So I was like, oh, I'll learn how to swim, no problem. But I never did. Uh-huh. So they said, well, we'll put you as a slide operator. I got all the way to the test, to the, just about to jump in the pool. And I said, I can't do this.
Wow.
Yeah.
The truth comes out.
I know. And I was, I almost did it too, but I was like, this is going to be embarrassing. So they had me be a slide operator, and you don't have to be, you don't have to be certified to, you know, to do a lot of the things that the lifeguards do, but you have to be CPR certified, and you would be, it would be every morning you would do you would do CPR training.
Wow.
So it's not like you get trained and then you get a certificate and then that's it. They do, it's, I think you have to do it like a couple of days a week, or you have to meet a certain amount, but I would do it almost every day because I was, it's pretty serious to me. Like, that was one of those things that you kind of had to, you really had to be good at. So, the other thing you could do as a slide operator is you could be the dummies and you can go in the wave pool and just hang out.
Sounds like my job.
Yeah. You could hang out and wait for the slide operators to pull you out. And that was, the lifeguards, and that was fun.
Yeah, the reason I ask, because I always get a kick out of it, and maybe you don't see this or haven't seen this much, Ella, because you don't swim and go in, but all the lifeguards I've ever seen, even the young kids or whatever, they're very serious, and they walk around the pool, and they count the number of people that are in the pool, and they have all these hand signals that they signal back and forth to their colleague across the way, and I just always get a kick out of it. I mean, they're almost like those, they remind me of the guards at the in England there, that they don't smile guarding, I don't know, the castle or whatever it is over there. I don't know. Have you ever seen that, Doug? How serious they take
with
their
hats
job?
On?
Yeah. No, I mean the actual lifeguards at Disney
World.
Yeah,
absolutely, because I see them at also Riverside, because I'm the one that goes early in the morning and heads over to get the food and everything else. And if you walk by the pool, almost every morning all the lifeguards are there for a morning meeting.
Right.
To go over everything, and they're doing testing, and I've seen them swim multiple mornings when I was over there. I think they're testing them every day, making sure they're ready and raring to go. You know what I mean? You got to take that stuff seriously, especially when there's that many infants and kids in the pool.
Right. Question. Do they have like a cast cafeteria or something within Blizzard Beach where you guys can eat and get soda and stuff like that? Or do you got to bring your own?
No, yeah, they did. That's actually a good question. They have it in the right behind the wall, like where the break room is they have a little cafeteria, and they do. They had like my husband loved the French toast sticks, and it was really reasonably priced. It wasn't park, you know, you weren't paying $7 for, you know, a burger. It was really, really reasonably priced. If I remember, it was like $2.50 for breakfast, you know.
Yeah. And that is, and I'm glad they're taking care of the cast members as much as they can, because they don't make much. But again, to go back to my Disney store experience, I used to be able to get backstage and go to the Company D stores and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember being at Hollywood Studios and getting backstage on Sunset Boulevard there in the same Coke. They had machines back there and the little, you know, you obviously know where that calf is and stuff back there. I mean, it was like at the time, I'm going to say like 75 cents, and it was a 16-ounce bottle of Coke or whatever. And if you step out from behind backstage, you know, you would pay the $2.50 at the kiosk, you know, guest prices, if you would. So, I mean, it was amazing just how it was almost like, you know, outside pricing, if you will, like if you were going to Publix or something like that.
Yeah, it was. They definitely, and the food was pretty good. I mean, I didn't eat much of that kind of stuff back then. I used to make our lunches for us. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I used to bring sandwiches and stuff. I mean, some of that stuff, you're out in that beating hot sun. It's like you can't just go and load up. I mean, I couldn't just go and load up right. on this like lavish lunch and then, right. you know, go hang out in the sun. It was too much. So.
No, I'm the same way. I'm a general contractor at home, and I don't know how the guys sit there and eat a whole cheesesteak and they'll have fries on the side and all this and then get back to work. It's like, how are you moving?
Yeah.
You eat to get through the day. You're not eating like you're going out to a five-star restaurant and you're going to just sit there and have fun. You're going back to work.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. That's for sure.
That makes two of us. I'm on board. Now, did you ever get to go over to – did you ever work over at Blizzard – I mean Typhoon Lagoon too?
No, I don't know if they can switch like that, but I do know one cool thing was that we had parties in the summertime, so we would have it for just the cast members of the water parks.
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
Yeah, and they would close the park down. Well, it would be after the park closed, and all of the cast members could go, and the managers and they would man the rides and the pool. They'd be the lifeguards, and you could just go. We did that at Blizzard Beach, and we did it at Typhoon Lagoon, so that was pretty fun. But no, I never worked there.
What was your favorite of all the attractions in the water parks?
I really liked working at the I would say Summit Plummet, because I used to scare everybody. I don't know if you've ever been on Summit Plummet,
mm-hmm.
But I used to scare everybody when they would, you know, everybody would ask if they were going to fall off, and I would always pretend, you know, like, oh, not, you know, we haven't had that in a couple weeks. You know, so we really used to mess with people, and that was fun. Or I liked doing the family raft ride too, because it was like, it's like a big treadmill.
Okay.
And you walk, it's not really, it's just like a conveyor belt, and you would walk on it, and people would always say to you, oh, how many miles a day do you walk on this thing? And we'd always, you know, you have a lot of time to talk to the guests. So that was fun. But riding it, I would probably say the downhill double dipper.
Oh, okay.
That one goes super fast. And I used to really like going down that one.
Yeah, they're all pretty good in there. It's amazing that the different things that they come back up with and all the backstories and all. I used to like the Lazy River.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Just laying on the tube and floating around. It's awesome.
Oh yeah, one of the things is if you at the end of the day at Blizzard Beach, if your break, so if you had a break at the last 30 minutes of the day, it meant that you had too many breaks. So you could go, your job would to be go into the Lazy River and pick out all the tubes. So, and then in the morning, if your first rotation was a break, you would go into the Lazy River and put the tubes in. So that was really fun.
That's a hard life. I mean, you had too many breaks, so your punishment is to go sit in beautiful water
exactly.
and grab some tubes.
Poor you.
You poor girl.
I know, it was so nice.
What about celebrities, Ella? Any, you ever see anybody of celebrity status when you
were
working?
We did. There is these areas. I think now they've made them – like you can rent these like private areas in Blizzard Beach. Mm-hmm. But before, people really didn't go into them. I mean, again, this is 2002, so it wasn't as busy as it is now. It was right after 9/11, so the tourism was way down. Mm-hmm. So it was just a completely different place. But there would be these areas where they would rope off for guests. I mean, excuse me, for like, you know, high profile guests.
VIPs.
And, yes, VIPs. And one time, I don't know if you know who Babyface, the he's a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
He was there one day that we were there. We didn't even know he was there. I was right in front of him like the entire time. It wasn't until he was starting to walk out that it was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then, and then there was Janet Jackson had the same, she was there as well. A friend of mine met Michael Jackson. A friend of mine met Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was really, really great. Usher, I don't know. We saw Usher, my husband and I.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, did Lou Mangiello come on, and did you let him on the ride? Was he tall enough? Come
no,
on, Lou, we just got a kid with you.
No, and I wouldn't have known him back then anyway.
I'm just kidding. He always kids about he can't get on some of the rides. I'm just curious
funny.
If he could do Summit Plummet.
Oh, but speaking of not getting on the rides, that was a tough thing, is that people would want their children to go on to the rides to be a certain height, but they didn't have shoes on in the water park. So they weren't always the 40 inches that they were the day before in Magic Kingdom. And that was always a fight, man.
Oh yeah, they didn't have the extra half
Yeah.
inch with the heel of the sneaker or whatever.
Exactly. It's like, well, it's a big difference when your kid's hair is soaking wet and they have no shoes on. It's like they're not 40 inches. That was always a good fight.
Yeah, it's a good point. The hair, you probably lose an inch,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
your shoes, you lose another. So there's 2 inches right there.
Oh, yeah.
Now we seen the one time on Space Mountain, the father. I mean, he's literally flipping out at the cast member. And I was with my brother-in-law and my nephew, and I finally spoke up and said, "Listen, do you really think she wants to tell you no? I
Right.
mean, she's not enjoying this, man. Your kid's not big enough. He's going to get hurt. They don't want him on the ride." I mean, the kid was like, he was like, it wasn't even close. It was like 5 or 6 inches he was short.
Yeah.
And the guy's like yelling at her. And finally, I stopped biting my tongue and I had to say something. And then he did go away, but I felt so bad. This poor little girl was getting yelled at. I mean, she was barely big enough to get on the ride, the poor little thing. And this big guy's screaming at her, but it's for their safety. It isn't like you guys enjoy doing
Oh, God, no. Well, I
that.
guess sometimes when they take it too far, it's like, you know what? No. But no, it's not fun. It's, you know, I think now too, I understand it a lot more. My son's 4 and he is 30, he's 40, 41 inches now, so we won't have to worry about it when we go. But it's like, you know, you spend so much money, you go down there, you want them to do everything because you don't know when the next time you're going to come, for most part, you know. I do understand it now more than I would ever have then. But, you know, those safety, they're there for a reason.
Absolutely. Just like on Soarin' all the time, I see it there too. Know how they have that extra belt loop that goes through? There's an extra loop if you're too small that you got to put the little strap through. And almost every time we go on, because we go on it 2 or 3 times every trip, at least one of the 3 times I'm sitting next to a parent with their kid, and they're getting mad at the cast member because they didn't put their son in or daughter in the seat right. And it's like, well, you're getting raised, what? How high are you going up if you're on the top one? Like 15 feet? 20 feet? You don't want your kid sliding out. I mean,
Right.
No, yeah.
I don't get why they don't want you doing your job. It never made sense to me. I tell people when we rent, I mean, not when I rent, when I book their vacations, I also tell them to look at all the rides. If your daughter or son cannot go on it, if you can do a parent swap and you just want to go on it, but try not to talk about it because if you talk about it, then it makes the kid want to do it. Like if
For
you walk
sure.
right in the studios and go, "Look at the Tower of Terror," and you know neither one of your kids can do it, why would you bring that up to them?
Right.
To break their heart, you know, bring up something else. Let's go back to Ariel's Grotto, or you know what I mean? Do something where they can do. Don't be talking about it the entire time.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm just curious more than anything else because
Yeah.
I can envision this when I eventually work there someday. So, did you ever randomly bump into somebody or see somebody from back home that you had no idea they were on vacation? They just
I
kind of,
did.
is that kind of weird when you
No,
just.
it's incredible. There's something about it. It's like I saw, it's so embarrassing to this day, this girl who was like a couple years older than me in high school. She barely knew who I was, but
Right.
I was so excited to see somebody from home. And I was like, oh my God, come over here. You can go on this ride. I mean, it's thrilling to know. And just to know somebody, like it's exciting. I don't know. It
Right.
was
It, well, you were
oddly
homesick. It
exciting.
was you were a little
Yes.
homesick, and it was
Very
nice to see
homesick.
somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I always figured it would be kind of a cool experience to just randomly see somebody. 'Cause see, I tease my daughter all the time when we go down that just people I know in the Disney community. I always tell her, like, if we're going to Magic Kingdom, I said, "I guarantee you I'm going to see 3 people that I know and that will know me and call me by my name." And inevitably I end up finding somebody that I know from Twitter or Facebook or might have
Yeah.
met before.
He
And she'll
sneaks off in the store, sands out
Ten
$5
bucks,
bills,
yeah,
no,
ten bucks.
$5. You're too cheap for 10. He
Yeah.
hands out fives to 3 random people and says, "Call me Dennis." That's how he
Yeah.
wins.
Anything to win the bet, right?
We can't lose, Dennis. We're both built the same way.
Yeah. So, anything else about Blizzard Beach, Ella, that you want to share with us, or we pretty much cover that?
Well, I was going to tell you about actually something a little bit different on that, but that about how I met my husband there.
That's what was
Oh,
my
yeah.
next question.
He was doing the college program as well. He's from California and I was from Massachusetts. And we met at Blizzard Beach. I met him my 2nd week that we were there. And it was really, you know, it was awesome. We fell in love at Disney World. I mean, it doesn't get better than
love
that.
Love at first blizzard.
Yes, exactly. Our first date was actually at Cinderella's Castle.
Awesome.
Yeah, back when you could get reservations, like just call him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he took me to dinner at Cinderella's Castle. We used to go to the beach club. I know people are going to clutch their pearls on this one, but we used to go to the beach club and we would go and swim in the pool.
Oh,
this,
boy.
I know.
Oh,
this
you're
going to
start
this...
something.
We were cast members. It was before they had the bands.
Right,
and again,
right.
I mean, when I tell you it was a very, there was nobody there at this time, but that's what we used to do for our dates. We would go to the beach club or we would go to, you know, we would go like, oh, let's go watch Fantasmic. Or we used to love Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
So do we. I was just saying to my wife the other day, we were watching it, my sister-in-law's. I was so, that's one of the rides I wish they would, shows that I wish they'd put back in.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
We loved it. We used to, I would bring sandwiches and we would just go on it and try and
that?
Get, we would wait in line and just go on it. And I'm saying like 7 times in a row. We would just boom, boom, boom. We loved it. My husband bought me for one of our anniversaries when they took the ride out. You could buy the little little thumb pads that you used
okay.
to, that the crowd could, you know,
yeah,
get onto
guessed.
The board with.
Yeah.
Yeah. He bought me those.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we have the, they're actually in a box in the attic. We
well,
have
you
it.
You should hook it up to a bell and every time you need them to do something for you, just
yeah.
push the button.
It would just be a constant buzzer.
I know that. It might
yeah.
ring it in my head right now.
Exactly.
So,
and yeah,
what was your favorite hangout down there? You like, was there a go-to restaurant or a go-to hangout for all you guys?
So we didn't get paid very much.
Yeah.
So we didn't really, you know, go and do any like, you know, to think back now, it's like, why didn't we do Ohana? Why didn't we do these things? But, you know, at the time,
you didn't have the money.
Yeah, you really didn't. And you didn't really need to do that kind of stuff either because there was so much to do. But yeah, I would say we used to go to Fantasmic and we would eat pretzels for dinner and then get some ice cream on our way out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing. We would do we didn't do much at Epcot, but we would do a lot of Magic Kingdom. And, you know, that would just be our dates. That's how we got to know each other is, you know, back then we didn't have Facebook and we didn't even have cell phone. I mean, he had a cell phone. I didn't. So it's not like, you know, we just would go around the parks and ride rides and that's how we met.
Hop on Splash Mountain at like midnight. How
yeah.
cool is that? That's my favorite time to ride that ride.
Anytime that the park's open. And again, back then it really wasn't open that late, but yeah, it would be, you know, we would watch the fireworks from the beach. That's actually, we watched the fireworks from the Polynesian beach. That's the first time we said, I love you.
Oh, awesome.
Back then. Yeah, I know. It's so cute.
Now, did
yeah.
you just go resort hopping all the time? Like, did you go to most of the resorts while you guys were there?
No. And you know, it was a different, back then, like there wasn't this culture around like doing that kind of stuff. I mean, some people mm-hmm. would do it, but now it's like you go on Instagram and you can see that people are, you know, resort hopping, they're doing this, or, you know, try this cupcake. Like that kind of stuff didn't, I wish it did. I wish that we knew about all that stuff back then, but you really didn't.
Yeah, I didn't know if like one of the pool bars or one of the like that's like a hangout because you'll hear some of the cast members say they like to hang at the Rose and Crown with the piano player.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we used to go to, well, we weren't of age at that time, so mm-hmm. we couldn't drink, but we used to go to Pleasure Island. They were yeah. open for free for cast members on Mondays and Thursdays.
That's nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we used to do that a little bit. I mean, that was. We stopped that after a while, but we used to, yeah, stuff, I don't know, just all really fun, innocent stuff. It was such a great time, like just such an innocent, fun thing.
So what was your favorite ride, you and your husband, to go on when you was recording each other?
Well, I get really nauseous on rides.
Okay.
I'm a dud.
I think you can make it on It's a Small World though, right?
I was going to say, I loved riding It's a Small World. I liked Haunted Mansion a lot. I love Splash Mountain. I can ride water rides just fine. We didn't really, again, there wasn't much to do. I've never even been on Mission Space or
Space.
Test Track.
Okay.
You must have liked the TTA.
I was
yes,
going to say that's Dennis'
the
most romantic ride.
Yeah.
Yes. I love that
did.
Ride. I could
loved
stay
it.
On it forever.
Yeah. And Buzz. We used to ride Buzz a lot, you know, try and get points there.
Yeah, me and Dennis both, our wives have to pry us off PTA. I could stay on there and roam through watching Buzz and Space Mountain. I prefer Space Mountain more from the TTA than I do doing
Oh
Space
yeah.
Mountain.
Same here for that. Yeah, for sure. We used to do a lot of character. We used to try to get a lot of autographs. That's what I liked doing because I never went to Disney World as a child. The first time I went was on my college program.
Makes
Oh
two of
wow.
us. I was a
Yeah.
baby too.
Yeah.
Nobody took me. I didn't go until I was 26.
There you go.
Did you end up? Did you ever end up? I'll be okay. I can talk. Knowing some of the either face characters or the characters themselves, or did you not really know folks that were doing that role down
I
there?
didn't. No. My husband knew somebody who played Jafar, I think.
Right.
But I know that, the trials to get in are really hard. They're really harsh. Like you have to meet every, standard that there
Right.
is.
I'm sure there's like the one of the biggest thing is just stamina and being in
Yeah.
shape.
Well, you need to be a certain size too. Like you think like Cinderella is not a size two. I mean, Cinderella has to be a certain size. You have to first,
Lot of criteria.
yes, you have to be a certain size to fit the dresses. That's one thing. And then you have to be, across the board. But we had a water park Goofy that was at the Blizzard Beach, and he used to come out as a with a life vest jacket and a and flip whatever those
Sandals, flip flops.
yeah the those big yeah the water shoes.
Yeah.
And he used to so he
Flippers.
would
Flippers,
hang
yes.
flippers, yeah,
Yes.
he would hang
He had
out,
his Bermuda shorts on.
yeah, and he would hang out in the back because they only go out for 15 minutes at a time. They're 15 minutes on, 45 minutes off. So he would be just hanging out in the back, all playing pool. He used to play pool all the time, probably just taking all the new kids' money. But
Right.
yeah, he used to do that, and so we got to know him. But otherwise, no, I didn't know anybody who did it. I think one of my roommates was a, I think she was somebody who walked around Mickey Mouse or something.
Oh yeah, what it okay. Did you get to know a lot of the international students?
No, I didn't at all, actually. My husband did. He used to go. They used to have like crazy parties at their complexes. Yeah, and he
Because
went
you
to a
used to have
couple of those.
pools and everything right at your resorts, didn't you, where you stayed?
Yeah, we did. We did.
Because I heard that they used to throw pizza parties and stuff like that for you guys too.
They might have, but that kind of we did. I never did that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, but I just actually read about it that they might not have even done it back then. But I know now they collect like some money from you up front. And they use that to like have pizza parties and stuff.
Because one of my friends actually did it back when he tell you how old he is. I'm working on his house actually now. He did 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Oh gosh.
And he was back in the 80s. And he has the 80s do. I mean, I got all the pictures, man. It was funny. I was looking at his office the other day, and but they used to give them pizza parties like twice a week. But I think they wanted to keep them on, and he did the very first one of the very first college programs down there.
Oh wow.
So.
Yeah, I mean it's changed so much even since I've done it. I can't even imagine what it's like now. It's just completely different.
Yeah, I
And
mean, go
Yeah.
ahead, Dan. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just have to, cast members that I've talked to that have done it recently, and some even have, got hired on full time there or whatever. They often say that they're so busy because Disney fills their time, and then there's I don't know how it works, but there's required overtime almost, and shifts they have to pick up. And as you know, holidays are their biggest days of the year down there. So you got to be available to work, Christmas and Easter and New Year's and all that stuff. So these people are telling me that basically they don't have a whole lot of free time, and when they do, there's the real life things that us vacationers forget about, because when they're not working, they have laundry to do, and they
Yeah.
have,
Food
they,
shopping.
yeah, got to get the car fixed or whatever, and all those things that we do back home. But we all, at least I do, I won't speak for everybody, but I have this vision of working at Disney World and everything's fine and there's no stress and no problems. But I know full well that you have those real life issues that you have to deal with when you get off of work you know, at Disney. It doesn't shut off or it doesn't stop. I mean, those folks have lives they're living down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right, though. You working at Blizzard Beach. Like I said, that's why I would like to be Gilligan on one of the friendship boats.
Yeah, well,
because you're not in the park all day. You know what I mean? You're enjoying it. You're going back and forth, but it still keeps the park as your vacation.
But you get a lot of hours there. With Blizzard, I mean, with Blizzard, what you were just saying, Dennis, is that, you know, the overtime, and it's like, yeah, we didn't really have that. My husband did in the beginning because he started in March, and he had to do a lot more. But when I was there, it wasn't, you know, sometimes you were only getting 30 hours a week. You had to pick up shifts.
Right. Right.
And what did he run?
He worked at Blizzard Beach as well.
No, I know, but what did he do? The same exact rotation as you? Was he a lifeguard? What did
no,
he do?
No, he did. He was a slide operator as well.
Okay.
He used to pass, cool.
And you'd pass all day long switching spots.
Yeah, exactly.
So neither of you can swim, is what you're saying.
He can swim better than I can, but yeah.
He's from California. You better swim a little bit.
Exactly. He wanted to be a Jungle Cruise skipper, but he, you know, got set. He got picked to do this, and I'm, you know, obviously glad he did, but he was really good at it, and he would do also pick up shifts at other parks.
Okay.
So he would do Fantasmic. He like sold pretzels at Fantasmic. He worked at Pecos Bill one time.
Cool. Free burgers.
Yeah. he was in charge of sodas, if I remember correctly, and it was really hectic. But yeah, he got to do really fun stuff like that. He actually kept one of his Fantasmic vests, so we still have a couple random pieces of Disney costumes up in the attic.
We won't tell, we promise. We won't
tell.
Yeah,
thank you. They'll come looking for us. We have our Wreck fleeces that I like to wear in the you know, summertime, because it's a pretty light fleece. So
it sounds like a lot of fun, and I wish, you're right, maybe a lot of our, we have a, my nephew, I've been trying to talk him into doing it. He's starting college now, and I've been trying to talk him into signing up for the college program.
Yeah.
I just don't think he wants to leave mommy.
Well, yeah. Don't make him leave mommy. I have two boys. Don't make him.
He needs to leave mommy, but
no.
he needs to go down there for, how long was it? 6 months?
There's a couple different ones. You could do the advanced, which is about 6 months, or you could just do a regular semester. It's just a couple months.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
which
if he's
going to
do
it,
I did the advanced. It was for 6 months.
Okay.
But if he's going to do it, you do want to do it in not your first year. You probably want to do it in your sophomore year. But, I mean, if he's pretty serious about his job, about what he wants to do when he gets older, this is for anybody, not him. But, I mean, it really takes you off your path, I will say.
Well, he's kind of a performer, Al. Like, he plays the guitar, he likes to sing, he's into all that. So I try to tell him it would be the perfect place for him, because it's kind of his path, if you follow me. Because I want him to get into, because he loves to sing and play guitar the whole nine yards, and I think he could get into maybe doing the audio for, like, some of the animated movies or something like that. I'm trying to talk him into doing something like that. So if it don't work with the music, he could also do the recording and do all the animation, the music, and cut it in, you know, all the technical stuff.
I mean, I guess for something like that, what the best thing to do is, if you do the college program and then you fall in love with Disney World, you want to do an advanced college program when you're done, if you want to stay down there. So you want to really make good friends with your managers. You don't want to be, you know, a punk, obviously, but you want to make friends with your managers. You want to really make connections, because you can make great connections down there to get a job eventually, because they will take people back for a more specialized job, a more specialized path.
Well, you got to hook me and Dennis up then.
Yeah, exactly. We actually still talk to one of our managers, my husband and I. We're still friendly with one of the guys who was a manager that when we were there. And you want to do that if you're gonna do it, and you're gonna go back to real life, because it's really hard to get back to real life. That I have to say. Once you leave there, you know how hard it is to even go back to work. Think about going back to school when you're that young, and you just it's hard. It's real hard.
Well, especially leaving your husband at the time, your boyfriend.
Yeah, he went back to California, and I went back to Massachusetts. And 3 months later, he moved here, and we've been together since. So he's been here since.
Yeah, I mean, I almost think, though, it's a good thing, because whether you end up you know, you're in college or whatever, but most kids freshman year of college, you know, they don't even know what they want to major in at that point. And yeah. I think that it may be a good thing to, especially if you love Disney or if you don't, but just to be exposed to, like you said, different people from different yeah. places and the connections you may or may not make, whether it's within Disney or somewhere else. And maybe you, you know, bang a sharp left somewhere and you go off on a whole different path that you never even saw coming, you know, when you started the journey. So, you know, sure. I think it's a good thing from that perspective to just, you know, experience some of these things. And like you said, I mean, I know they do hire from within, but, you know, I know a girl that I met through going to some meets down there. She was working for touring plans and different things and dabbling around, and she's an Imagineer now. I mean, it's a long shot. I mean, those jobs yeah. are one in a million, but I mean, she had a goal and she worked it and made contacts and eventually moved down there, and she finally got hired for her dream position. You know, it can happen, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and it teaches you, in my opinion, it teaches you that the world is round. You get mm-hmm. there, you meet people from all over the place. You meet people from every country you can think of. You're alone. You know, you have to really – it's different. It was different for me than college because I went to a state school.
Right.
So my parents were 2 hours away. I mean, sending me $100 a week or whatever, you know. And this right. – it was different. It was different. You were working, and you were working a job that, you know, low wage for sure. It definitely – shaped my husband and I into who, you know, we wanted to be. We wanted to right. be somebody who could go down there and vacation there. We wanted to really, you know, focus on our family. And it was really, obviously the best thing that ever happened to us. But, you know,
it's funny you say that too. Like, it showed you the world was round and showed you could do what you want to do. And that's one of the amazing things about today with the internet, the cell phones. I mean, when we were kids, you thought the people on TV, they were the only ones who could do that. I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
You thought you did what your whole family did. And when you get to go down and experience something like that, you see that you can do anything you want to do. It
yeah.
kind of
oh, yeah.
broadened your horizons for you, kind of opened your eyes a little bit by being down there.
Absolutely.
For me, for sure.
So how does this wedding come to be, and how did this all happen, and the planning, and
yeah.
I'm real interested to hear, because your dad probably told me at some point over the years, but I've forgotten, so I'm hearing this for the first time, at least in my mind, and I'd love to hear all about, you know, how it all happened, and some of the planning you went through, and you know, what it was all about.
Okay. I can tell you definitely not I can hear my boys upstairs fighting a bath, so I probably won't be, I can hear it very loud, but I probably won't, so I won't be able to give you too much, unfortunately, at this time, but
no,
I can,
no, you give us the,
yeah. give
cliff,
us
notes.
The cliff notes.
Okay. Oh, how do you put your wedding into cliff notes?
Yeah.
We could do part two with you.
I know you guys could.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we got married at Sunset Point. At the Polynesian.
Very nice.
Yeah, which doesn't exist anymore. But we got married there, and it was the way we did it was we had it be a family vacation. So we got there on Sunday, and then the whole family, you know, there was six, so what, eight of us, eight of my family, my parents, me, my sister and her boyfriend, my brother and his girlfriend, and my other brother, and then my husband and his father, stepmother, and her sister.
So you had an intimate wedding, like 20 people.
We did. Yeah, it was 12 of us. It was actually only 12 of us. And we, at Sunset Point, they were only allowed to have 10 people. So my now brother-in-law and my now sister-in-law didn't come to the actual wedding part of it. But they hung out for pictures and stuff, which I feel bad about now, of course, because now they're part of my family. But, you know, I was ruthless at the time.
So they were like, hiding behind a palm tree or something.
They were actually
right,
sitting. Yeah, they were sitting on a hammock.
Yeah,
watching
yeah.
us. I know. Oh, my God. It's so bad. But, you know,
I think
the time,
you owe them a very special ice cream next time you're down there. A nice Dole Whip or something next time you're all
Yeah.
there to apologize.
I feel like I made it up to them, but you know, at
Okay.
the time it was like, am I really not going to get married at the Polynesian because of these two?
Well, you guys
So
used to watch fireworks on the beach there. You had to do
that's
it.
what I'm saying. We had no choice. But no, and now, you know, of course, I love my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law very much. So if for our vow renewal,
Uh-oh.
they will be a big part of it.
You've already thought this through.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, we had it was great. At the time, they only did weddings outside between October and May. So I don't know if that's still the case, but so our wedding was October 5th. So we wanted to make sure that we were at the Polynesian. We picked the first date that they had available, and we went for it. And of course, it rained that whole day.
Oh, geez.
So they called me, and she said, "Oh, you know, I know it's raining, but we have, you know, no problem. We're going to move the wedding to the Contemporary into a conference room."
Ballrooms or conference rooms,
I could have punched a hole
yeah.
through every single wall I saw. I was like, "No, that's not happening."
You'd
Just
rather
so
get
happened.
wet outside on the
I
Polynesian
Yeah,
beach than be dry
or
inside. I don't
you're
blame you.
putting us somewhere in the Polynesian. Like, no, we're not, you know, we didn't do this to get married in a contemporary, you know.
You could have did that at home and flew down.
Exactly,
Right. A concrete
exactly.
jungle or a concrete A-frame building
Oh
or
yeah.
whatever.
And by the end, exactly. And by the end, you know, the Contemporary is great, but it meant nothing to us. I mean, it's not, we never visited there. It wasn't, you know, what
It's
we
not your
wanted,
place.
not our
Like if me and
place.
my wife renewed our vows, it would be on Old Man's Island at Riverside. You know, that's just.
Yes. Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah. So we had our so it just so happened that it cleared up just long enough for us to get married outside and have our pictures taken outside. We had to do our cake inside the there was I forget it's it was I think the concierge lounge is where we had our cake, but that
Okay.
was fine. That was
All
totally
right.
fine.
As
Yeah.
long as you got married on the beach.
What we did was having that family vacation for a week before the wedding was a big mistake. It
Because you
was
didn't get to wear
tense.
all your stuff the week after to get all the free stuff.
Well, just everybody was a little bit on each other's nerves, and it was
Yes.
like by the end of the week, which our wedding was at on a Friday, it was like, oh my gosh, like let's, you know, it was tense.
I can just picture your father, being nervous and wanting to get back home and I
Yes.
mean
My dad
it
works 24 hours a day, so you know, being away from work for a minute was like too much, and but believe it or not, he was pretty calm comparatively to everybody else. So,
Well,
yeah,
thank God you
so
and your husband weren't getting on each other's nerves that soon.
no, we're a team. Me and my husband, we're a team. But no, and everything's fine now, but yeah, there was you know, it was one of those days where it was incredible, but it was like a comedy of errors. You know, like our photographer locked his camera in the car.
Oh,
Yeah, so that was great. But we got married at the Sunset Point. We had our rehearsal dinner the night before at Ohana, which was great. We love it there.
sounds good. Very good, Ohana.
And then we had our reception was at California Grill.
Good stuff.
Nice. That was awesome. And the best part was we were tucked away in a corner. And my husband and I got up. We ate our dinner and we got up to walk. I actually had to use the restroom, so he was going to walk me to the restroom. And when we got up, everybody noticed us because I was in my dress and he was in his tux. So everybody was clapping and like hollering, and it
So
was
you got your main
amazing.
reception too.
Yeah, it was as if we had, you know, the whole walk-in, and
You
you
should have
know, I
grabbed the
started
bag and did a little
crying.
receiving party and walked
Yeah,
around there.
that was my dad's favorite thing actually, was watching everybody, you know, react. And so then I was like, well, I can't go back in there because I was just getting up to use the restroom, so I stayed out. I was done eating. But it was nice because there was like little girls who thought I was a princess, and that was so
That's
sweet.
cool. Yeah.
That was really sweet. And then we did Mickey's Not So Scary after, which was pretty fun. No, that was great. We all changed into matching shirts, and I had matching hats made with like a monogram, and we went and we did that. And it had started raining again after our wedding, but then for Mickey's Not So Scary, it stopped raining. So and nobody was there because the rain was bad.
You guys
So it
had
must
the
have.
headless horseman all to yourselves.
Yeah, exactly. I think that he didn't come because of the rain,
actually.
Oh,
jeez.
But it was
streets
fine.
Were too wet, yeah.
Yeah, but it was. So we got to, ride every ride a million times. We got a ton of candy, just silly stuff. But that was really fun. It wasn't good for my hair, but by then it didn't matter.
No, you're already married. You got your man, and you could relax
Exactly.
and have a good time. And
everybody was going home the next morning, so we were just like, no problem. But yeah, it was nice. It was nice sharing that with my family because we had never done a Disney vacation prior to that and since then. So it was nice to really show them what we liked about it. And we went to the restaurants we liked and did the parks and did the things that we wanted to show them. And it was really, really nice. And then after the wedding, this actually you guys would like, we did a private session, private photography session.
Okay.
Is crazy expensive. But it's the best thing we did because we got to dress up again. So we got married on a Friday and then Monday morning, they picked us up at 5 in the morning while it was still dark out. And they took us to the park and we got
How
to go
awesome.
around. It was incredible. We got to go around Magic Kingdom. And so half of our pictures are in the dark and we're all in our wedding gear. And then half of them are in the light because the sun started to rise.
That's awesome.
So it was incredible. And then we went from there. We were the first people to ever do what's called, I don't even know if people still do this, but it's called a trash the dress.
Okay.
And
I've
you
never
would go.
Heard of it.
Yeah. It was a fad. I don't know if it still is. But you would go to the parks you would go anywhere in your wedding dress and you would just trash it. You would go to the beach and get in the water in it. So we went to Blizzard
We know
Beach.
You weren't getting in the water. You got in the water with your dress
yeah.
on?
Oh, we did. We did, yeah.
You can't swim now. Be careful.
I can swim enough, but I would never trust me to save somebody. But yeah,
you'd be pushing them under to save yourself.
Exactly. But yeah, we went and we took some pictures in the Lazy River in our full wedding attire.
Awesome.
It was great. And then we went in the wave pool. We went on the sand. We had some underwater pictures taken of us. This was all at Blizzard. We were the first people to ever have our pictures taken at Blizzard Beach. Probably our last because who else? We had a special reason for it. And we had
to get
all this approval and clearance for it.
That's
but yeah,
awesome,
and that
though.
That was really cool. That was the best part of it because the pictures, it was a beautiful day. And so when people ask, oh, you got married at Disney World? And he was like, yeah, we got married at Sunset Point, but we have the pictures of us at Magic Kingdom that people, think of when they think of you getting married at Disney World.
Right, right.
That's awesome. That's really cool that they took you to Blizzard Beach and let you take pictures in the Lazy River.
Yeah, well, let's not say let. We paid for that.
No, I know, but you know what I'm saying.
No, they agreed to it, which was great.
That's kind of one of those priceless things that you're the only one there. You know how hard it would
be
to get a picture of you just being there?
Oh, for sure, for sure. That was, definitely the best part. And the great thing was that Blizzard Beach opened so much later than Magic Kingdom. So we got, so much time there because you're like on a conveyor belt at Magic Kingdom because they've done it 1,000 times. You don't get to pick your shots. You go here, you go on the carousel, you go into the castle, you do this, you do that, you smile, you turn your head, and then you're out. So we got to really have fun at Blizzard Beach because they didn't have a mold.
Right.
Oh, yeah. They couldn't tell you exactly what to do because they didn't know what they were doing either.
Exactly. And the photographer who did it was so excited to do something different. So yeah. He was just like, we had a great time doing it. We had to have lifeguards. It was funny. We had to hire lifeguards in case anything happened.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. But
well,
they
probably knew you both didn't swim that well.
Exactly. They're like, oh, these slide operators.
The only thing you did get cheated out of is, like you said, next time you would do it the other way. Because it's a shame that you guys didn't get to wear the hat, the just married stuff and get spoiled for the entire week.
Well, we stayed for another 10 days after.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
everybody else did.
Everybody
so you
else
got
went home.
Spoiled. What was the most special thing that you got for free? Do you remember anything special?
Well, there's two. Oh, God. Yes. We ate dinner at Cinderella's Castle, and that was great. We got free champagne flutes.
Awesome.
Yeah, and they give them out for actually one of my good friends has them because she got engaged at Cinderella's castle. So they give them out for special occasion things, and it was really we were so excited. It was so nice, and they sent us champagne to our room, and we got a lot of champagne on that trip because they messed up at one of our cake orders, and they were just like giving us. It was noted on our on it must have been noted on all of our reservations, so we were getting champagne all over the place. So that was pretty fun.
That's awesome.
They felt really bad.
Right.
And then we got, I know this is kind of, well, two silly things. We got to ride in the front of the monorail in our wedding gear, which
Cool.
was awesome. It was so nice. And we got to take pictures.
I might
And
get
then
married there just for
it was
that.
awesome. Yeah, we got to ride in the front, and then the photographer couldn't fit with us, but he took a ton of pictures and then met us there and took a lot of pictures. And it was a little awkward once the photographer was gone and we were just talking to the
The
driver,
butler.
but it was fine. And then we got to ride the Tomorrowland transportation, and they
Okay.
put like this little just married sign on the front of the cart,
You're
and that
lucky
was really
Dennis didn't
cute.
steal from you if he was there.
What's that?
Dennis would have probably stole it from you if he was there.
Yeah, it was really cute. So Dennis, you have to say it's your anniversary the next time you go or
Yeah,
whatever, and see if
absolutely.
they put this little marker on. It was really sweet.
Yeah, we had
Very
mom down
nice.
there for her 75th birthday, and she got spoiled really. It was like having her own child there. Everywhere we went, and she's diabetic, and it seemed like all they wanted to do was give her treats.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There's so many cupcakes. Oh my goodness.
The
She must
chocolate
have.
cake
Yeah.
everywhere. And she would steal it. We'd have to give her a bite of every one, and she'd be smiling like, with ear to ear, like, because we don't give it to her at home. We're
Of
the police
course.
here. You know,
But you're at
but
Disney
boy,
World.
she got treated like a little kid, and she got to eat as much sugar. She was like a kid with sugar, too, at night when we put her to sleep.
Yeah.
So, Ella, you said that you haven't been back since. So, do you have a family trip planned with
Oh.
your kids and your husband soon,
Yeah,
or?
no, my husband and I have been back. My
Oh, okay.
family, like my immediate family, my parents and stuff, we haven't been back. But we took my son in December of 2013.
Okay.
And then so we went for his third birthday. And then we're
Okay.
going again in October of this year when he will be 4 and a half and my youngest will be 18 months.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
Are you
yeah.
staying on property or you don't know yet?
We are staying at Swan and Dolphin,
That's
or
awesome.
Swan or the Dolphin. I don't remember which one.
The
Nobody
Swalfin.
ever does.
Yeah, I know. My husband booked it. And then we're going to stay at Art of Animation for at least one night, as far as I booked Art of Animation for the whole time right now, but we're kind of kicking it back and forth to see if we're going to do the whole time or one night or. But my son, of course, loves cars.
All right.
So,
He'll
and
love the
I.
cool down trundle bed.
Yeah, and we really want to try to do it before he grows out of it. My younger son has no choice. He has to like cars. With the amount of money we've spent on these stupid toys, he's gonna like cars. He's gonna love Lightning McQueen. We almost named him Lightning McQueen.
Great thing
But
about that resort is the two bathrooms. I think you guys will love that.
yeah, that would be great. I mean, the whole thing. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to take pictures there. I can't wait to swim in the zero entry. My son doesn't really, as I'm sure you're not surprised, my oldest son doesn't like to swim, but he loves zero entry. So we will have a lot of fun there. So we're up in the air right now on what we're going to do because we really like the boardwalk area. Obviously, we stayed at the Swan. I'm sorry, excuse me. We stayed at the Beach Club last time we went. We
Right.
love that area. We love walking to Epcot. We love walking to MGM. That was nice, especially with the two boys, just to kind of get in and out of there. Maybe we'll pool hop. I don't know. Just kidding.
As you know, listening to the show, my favorite thing is walking back from the studios,
Yes.
walking to and from. We've stayed at the Swan and Dolphin multiple times.
Really.
Yeah, we really like it there. It's a different feeling. I love the resort. It's beautiful, and I'll stay there again because they run all kind of specials. I don't know if they run specials for teachers and hospital with doctors, and there's all different kind of specials that they run there too, which is very nice. But the people that work there are incredible, the whole nine yards, but it's still not that 100% Disney feeling. So with the
But then you've
kids,
got the boardwalk to kind of
make up.
fill in the gaps. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the cast members aren't roaming around. They're awesome, and the rooms are always clean, spotless, and I would stay there again. We've stayed there probably 5 times
Oh,
because
wow.
I've gotten really good deals over the years there. But it doesn't have the same feel. With me, it was just me and my wife without the kids, so it didn't really matter. But the kids will definitely like the art of animation a lot with the Cars rooms.
Well, and I one of the things that we noticed the last time we were there is that it's really hard to feed kids in Disney World. And I know that, everybody can say, oh, they've got to learn to adapt and but kids are kids. I mean, you can't be like, oh, here's a piece of mahi-mahi, honey. It's not that easy. So the thing about the art of animation that's really calling to us is the food court and the options, because staying at the beach club was hard because there wasn't a food court.
Yes.
So he really, my younger son, he doesn't eat very well to begin with. He's, he doesn't really have a, that's, it's a jaw thing. But it's not easy to feed him on any given day. So you take him there and, the chicken fingers are shaped weird and everything's just different. The French fries are different and he doesn't really eat that kind of stuff anyway. So it's like, we ate a lot of cereal, a lot of cereal bars, a lot of oatmeal because those are the things he was used to. He's older now, so I'm not as worried.
Right.
But, it's hard. It's hard to feed kids in Disney World, in my opinion. In my case, it was hard.
Yeah, 'cause there's certain things that even though it is a chicken finger, if it don't look like what they're normally used to eating, it kind of
Yeah.
throws them off a little bit.
Well, it's true. And some of the chicken fingers, I mean, they have like this really hard, crusty breading, and that's not easy for kids to chew. In my case, so in my child, but it was definitely a difficult trip for that trip was a difficult trip, and we left there saying we're never going back, if you can believe it. Yeah,
When
and
the kids get a little older, you'll want to go back.
yeah, and we are. That didn't last very long. We almost went out last October, but my son broke his arm, so we didn't go. But yeah, we will go back. But it was hard. I mean, you have to really you need to bring food. You need to make sure that you need to manage your expectations when it comes to that, I guess. I guess we really weren't, expecting not to find anything. Like even going to Magic Kingdom. I mean, going having breakfast at Magic Kingdom, if you don't go to Crystal
Crystal
Palace, it's
Palace, right?
there's no options. And when we went, Starbucks had just opened, so there was like a crazy line.
Oh,
So the
geez.
only, yeah,
That's
the only
better
option
now.
were those that gigantic cinnamon bun from what is it called? From
What is it? Yeah, I know. Well,
the new
and
place. Yeah.
be our
But anyway,
guest.
it wasn't the place that has the Lefroux brew, Gaston's.
Gaston's
Thank
Bar.
you. Yeah, and it was my son looked at it and was like, I'm not eating that. Like, oh, great. I did though, don't worry.
That's the good thing about the moderates, though. They do have really nice food
Yes.
courts, and that's kind of art of animation is it is still considered a value, but it kind of has like a moderate food court.
Yes, exactly. Even the I mean, we love the Pop Century. We that opened around the time when we were, going down there, and we really like we love their food court. Just for that, I mean, so I'm excited to stay at the Art of Animation. I don't know how long we'll stay there, but my husband says that the Swan and Dolphin has a good enough food court. And this time, we're going to have a car. We're going to go food shopping. We're doing it all. So.
Yeah, they have a decent food court. Yeah, we've eaten there before. It's not as big as what like Riverside or Caribbean Beach would be, or even Pop Century. But there's enough options there where the kids will be satisfied with their chocolate milks that look normal and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing what these, if you break, if you, I don't know, if you've ever broken a piece of banana for a 3-year-old, they'll fly off the rails. It's like they need to be whole, no strings, this, that. It's like, oh my God. But he's a lot better now. He's almost, he'll be close to 5 by then. So,
Well, it's kind of
but
like
I'll have another one starting because he'll be 18 months. So.
oh, geez. Like I said, one of the things I tell everybody I book trips for is if your kid takes a nap at 1 o'clock every day, make sure you go home and let him take a
Yep.
nap, because you're
Yep.
gonna ruin your whole trip if you don't.
It's so true. It's so true. So I'll have to come back on when we get back and I'll let you know how it all goes.
Yeah, that'll be nice to do a
Yeah.
trip report with us, and we'll hear all about it.
You'll
Well,
hear.
Ella, it was wonderful having you on.
Thanks. It
Sorry
was
that
great
your
to be
kids are
on.
tearing your house apart while we're
Oh,
recording.
listen, my husband can handle it. It's been a he'll be fine. It's one night. But yeah, no, they're going straight to bed as soon as we're done. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, it was wonderful having you on. We hope to have you on again. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. It was great. I loved, Disney freaks love talking about Disney. That's it.
It's crazy how an hour and 10 minutes went by and we still
I
feel like we
know.
could talk another hour, right?
I know. I know. That's what happens when you talk Disney. That's it.
We love it.
Good, good.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming on, Ella. Thanks. And say hi to George for me, which
I
is her cat that we house sat for a while.
Yeah,
Dennis, I told you that
story. Yeah, Dennis took care of our cat, and he misses him. He cried so bad for the first like week. He would just walk around the house crying. He's fine now.
Now you're making me feel guilty.
Oh, Dennis, he missed you.
Dennis said him and George would split a can of tuna every night before they went
to
bed.
Oh, he loves that. Yeah. He actually really does love that. But yeah, no, he's adjusted back to getting poked, and now my youngest is going to be a year and a couple weeks, and he's really taken a liking to, you know, getting after George. So yeah, now he's got two of them.
Good.
He's thrilled. Oh yeah, he's thrilled.
You might be getting George back then.
Oh please, George would. I'm surprised he hasn't left and made his way in the snow to Dennis.
Because Dennis has that new crazy dog over there now.
Yeah, we have a coon hound now, so I don't know if that would work.
No. Those dogs take a lot of exercise.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Just what awesome. Dennis needed. All right, guys, thanks. It's been wonderful talking to both of you. And we will talk to you real soon. Anything else you have, Dan?
No, that's going to do it. Thanks for listening.
Talk to you next week.
Thanks
bye-bye. So much, guys. All right, bye-bye.
Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.